CCAL Center.
Hey, bros. This is the only segment where I thought we could actually have something that resembles a conversation, and we haven't really done that all day. We've just been jaying around.
We have.
It's the only topic I had, and I want to do this on a different show, and it just hasn't worked out yet, so I figure why not here? It's the, are we in the midst, or in our lifetimes, will we run into the dawn of the supervillain?
I've thought about this a lot.
We're right on the cusp, I think, and it's for obvious reasons. Straight cash, and if you just start with Jeff Bezos, he's just cracked somewhere north of $200 billion. He's somewhere right around the 50th wealthiest country on Earth. He's ahead of, like, Greece and New Zealand, like some big dog countries.
And that's after a divorce.
Right, that's after I had to shell out 30-something billion.
Before that, he could have been in the EU.
Right. Does he ever, when he goes and gets money out of the ATM machine, which I don't know if he does that or not, but when he does he wait for the receipt to pop out?
Check the balance?
Yeah, to look and see.
Right. Oh, I'm good.
Okay, I'm good. I'm still okay.
Like, does he have the $200 or $300 limit per day?
Right. Does he get alerted?
God.
Like my credit card company, when I buy something in Mississippi, you know, when I'm driving and... There's been a credit card transaction took place at something Motor Oil. Yeah, I know.
He's like, I own Mississippi.
Right.
It's an interesting question because you think back to, like, relative to world, we're way out of our depths, economics. Were people back in like colonial times, or even if you go back to, like, to Roman Empire times, where like 99% of the world was peasant?
Yeah.
Were those people at the top of that hierarchy richer than Bezos is now?
Relatively speaking?
Right. And I don't know the answer. I mean, you hear all the time about, like, oh, you know, we've got 50 years of growing inequality.
Well, you look at like the king and queen of
That's
England.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, monarchies.
Right.
The serfs.
Yeah.
Which was like everybody.
The type of monies that they had back then or what they have right now. What's the monarchy worth?
I think if you could put a monetary value on power, maybe. I don't know if back, like you're talking about, not colonial times, but even before that, did they own literal countries?
See, that's a thing.
And or own governments, basically.
Right, yeah. Own governments.
Yeah, exactly. They're their own government. So if you could put an actual price tag on power, then yeah, they probably were.
But now
did they have liquid cash?
Right,
like
maybe
that?
Not.
Probably not.
Your reach now for evil is so much more expansive.
Sure. Right.
And that's why I think, to Mike's question, it just takes like one guy being like, yeah, I want to be the bad guy now.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, it seems so Austin Powersy that there is the bad guy.
But it's never been a possibility, I think, until now. But, and it's just strictly because of money. If you take Bezos, he's made over $90 billion since the pandemic started. And then look at the numbers on 40 million Americans filing for unemployment. And then these dudes, the billionaires of the world, have made like $1 trillion collectively. And then, okay, so Bezos, fine. You have Elon Musk, who's compounding his wealth at numbers like you can't even believe over the pandemic. And it's not like he has rockets and supercars already.
Right.
They're nice guys, though.
Right.
Are you they? Just need
Are Elon
well,
Musk.
Okay, all right. It's all relative, of course. They seem to be decent guys. Jeff Bezos, whatever, got a divorce, but I don't think that he's trying to create some sort of, you know, evil superpower.
I agree with that.
Right, he's not yet.
Well,
once the government decides they're taking too much of this person's money away.
Yeah, but at
and
that
then
point,
he says,
it's like
no.
It's like what Steph Curry said when he signed his deals. I bring it back to sports, by the way.
No, you bring it back to the Warriors, not just sports.
Right, it's right. True. Eventually, you know, he signed a Supermax deal for $300 million, and, you know, they're asking him, like, well, what about in 4 years? You know, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I don't need any more. Like, I'm fine. No matter what happens in the future, I'm fine. And Jeff Bezos, no matter how much money is taken away from him, he won't miss it at all, except it says it on a piece of paper.
Right, but then what is left for him to conquer?
Well, that's the thing. You're assuming that he's evil and he needs to be conquering. This is Danny and I always laughed at this because we watched the same soap opera, Days of Our Lives, back when we were kids. I think this guy is still a thing, or at least the presence of him is still a thing.
Victor Kyriakos?
No. Oh. Stefano.
Oh, Stefano Damera.
Yeah.
Do you have an eye patch?
No, well, that was no. Patch.
So,
no, mine. No,
this
no
was like, you know, they lived in what Salem or whatever town it was, mm-hmm. and they all tried to get along, and there's some people cheating on other people and whatever. But then you had a guy that was evil.
The shadowy hand.
He was evil.
Right.
And there was no purpose to it whatsoever.
Yeah, it's always the evil people that want to rule the universe.
Yeah. And this guy, all he wanted to do was weave these relationships of evil. You know, they're all friends under false pretenses, and he would make sure that this guy was lording over the... So was he was the puppeteer.
Yeah, it was for his own amusement.
Right. And I laughed at that, like thinking, who does that? Who wastes time doing that? And the older you get, you do realize that there are people out there that are out there for chaos.
Right.
For the purpose of chaos.
And we have enough billionaires that possibly one of them might jump on board with this.
Yes.
Right.
And then also what happens when Bezos decide to start his own little private security company? That's it. It won't turn into my private military. And what would the even military people, even active military at some point, I mean, everyone does have a dollar amount.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I don't know what they're calling Blackwater now, but... I
mean, so imagine that times 500,
yeah,
which Bezos could do tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. He might not even need that. He could just leverage AI and all this current technology just to, you know, rook people out of money and, you know, wield power that way.
You know, when you say leverage AI, that throws me into a spiral.
I feel like I'd rather talk solar.
Well, solar might factor into
because
this.
Because I don't
that's
know,
true.
I don't
that's
know
true.
Anything about either.
Maybe
I don't
Chase
either.
Williams becomes an evil mastermind.
When I hear about leverage and setting the edge in football, I get confused.
Yeah.
Much less dealing with world economics and global
here,
power.
And a seal here.
Right.
And then take most of these guys are old, right? I mean, you have Warren Buffett, who's top five, whatever. But then you look down at Zuckerberg, who's 35 years old. I mean, that's a lot of life left to turn your priorities if... You got so mad at the government or so sick of everything.
And that haircut?
And you know, look at him. You're really thinking supervillain is beyond the realm of possibility.
I don't
know.
I don't think a supervillain that the construction of said supervillain is going to be based on retaliation against a government. I think it's going to be you are born Hitler-y. So imagine. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're born evil. So
right.
There's some DNA quirk. It's not about some sort of, I'm going to get even with Bill Clinton now. You know, it's more about your DNA that you are out there for.
But aren't these?
I think it's that in a combination of the fact that a lot of these guys made their money in tech where they probably had ideas of maybe making some money and maybe making $1 million and becoming independently wealthy, but they had no earthly idea that they would become multi billionaires.
No,
but
and
some of it's rooted in being power hungry, isn't
it? Yeah, but I think that comes from a very small, almost a place of innocence. Because when you think of how Zuckerberg got his start, it was creating a website that basically ranked the appearance
chicks.
Of women.
Oh, yeah.
And he turned that into what this is. That started from somewhere. Now that ego that same douchebag person now is just worth multi-billions of dollars.
That was an accident. I mean, that was a pure accident.
What about Cuban? I mean, he just wanted to listen to, what, Indiana basketball games?
Right.
Yeah, but I think that his vision was that if this does take off, then I'm on to something.
Sure.
Right? But Zuckerberg never thought that Facebook was going to be anything more than ranking women in college.
Yeah.
That's it. He never thought that, it probably didn't take too long for him to be like, oh my God, what do I have here? But initially, it was never about this is going to be worth $1 billion,
but
which most entrepreneurs have that dream.
In both those cases, probably more Zuckerberg than Cuban. Like, yes, one of them, it's Indiana basketball and Norm Show. Mm-hmm. And the other one, it's rank this face or butt.
Mm-hmm.
But most of these people have, faulty or not, like a utopian idea of what they can create with technology. Like,
yeah.
They all think
all for good
that I'm making, and we've all seen The Social Dilemma.
Absolutely. Twice.
Clearly, there were some missteps, and they've created more problems than they probably solved.
Well, you saw the exponential curve that the technology got so big, and it kind of outran them.
But my point is just, I think that, as Corby put it, someone with a, quote, Hitler-y bent, I don't know if they would be able to become as rich as these guys are. Like, I don't think you can make money to have $200 billion in your own nuke if you have that bent. So to Mike's point, I don't know that you can become that guy if you are bad guy.
Don't you just contract that guy? You just pay for that guy.
That's why the biggest
buy a nuke.
The biggest fear we have when it comes to the supervillain is the dictator that takes over a country that's worth X amount of dollars, that you have unlimited resources, billions upon billions, the Kim Jong-un type guys that you fear just because they have absolute power and nobody can say no to them. So you combine that with the wealth of Jeff Bezos, and that's what you get. But yeah, I agree that the supervillain, the concept of it,
look,
there's
I like
a lot of holes.
There definitely is, and I like Elon Musk more than some, but you really look at him and are just positive.
Dude, he called the guy who was trying to save the Thai cave boys with his little special sub a pedophile and got sued. That guy's a wild boy.
Right, yeah.
If anybody's going to do something on a bad night where he ate too many MGs, it's definitely him.
Yeah.
He's like straight out of a movie already, and yes, I feel like it's mostly for good right now.
He put out a rap song about Harambe.
Try being a billionaire for 30 years, even those people who started without it, that changes you and your priorities change.
I agree.
And then if you factor in when the proletariat is filing for unemployment in mass, and then they start maybe vilifying you and coming after you, and you're like, what? This is how it's supposed to work. I busted my ass for this. And then there's animosity between the two.
I think what you see, though, with people like Bezos to a certain degree, and definitely Zuckerberg, is the wealth and power exponentially outgrow the ability to grow their emotional maturity.
Yes.
That they're still... You know, they're on that trajectory. And, you know, guys don't really detect that kind of world wisdom until they reach their 40s. I really believe that. And maybe even their 50s, to where the world slows down like football did for Romo, and you see it in a different way. These guys have been freaking billionaires since they were basically a shade out of their teens, and their own emotional maturity has not caught up with how much wealth and power they've amassed over that time.
And I also think that those guys, and again, it's not just billionaires, it's people that, I mean, think about if you had $100 million, the life that you would live, I'm not saying it would be like, you know, you're going to buy a gold castle or something like that, but your life would change significantly.
You would have zero connection to normal humanity.
None.
Is the main thing.
And all I'm saying is, if somebody gave me $1 billion now at 52 and they gave me $1 billion at 22, I'm handling things a lot differently.
There's about
now than I would then. And I think we can all say that.
There's just short of 3,000 billionaires on Earth.
Wow, I would not have guessed that many.
And we've talked about like the three that...
Well, you know their
names. Yes, and they're fun to talk about. And then factor in, if you take Bezos's the chart, I mean, in 10, 15 years, he could be a trillionaire.
Yeah. Like, I think like guys like Jerry Jones...
It's unfathomable.
It is. Yeah. It's stupid. Like guys like Jerry, he's like the stereotypical billionaire.
Right, old school.
Yeah, just worked hard, got his money, you know, expanded his money, and his profile grew, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, Warren Buffett, guys like that. I think most guys that have that type of dough, like, he's obviously a big wild card, you know? I mean, literally.
Yeah.
But he's also pretty harmless.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things.
But he acquired that massive wealth later in life,
right?
Relatively speaking, to these
the
tech
giant
guys.
Big numbers.
Exactly. Silicon Valley bro. Who,
right.
Well, how about if Elon Musk passes away for some reason, all his money goes to his kid that he has with Grimes, who's named XAEA-XII.
Asterisk.
And they're suddenly 17 years old, and they're the richest human in the world.
Man, I don't know how.
We get nuked by a TikToker.
I don't know how you deal, if you're a billionaire, how you raise kids. Because it's at a certain age, probably 8, 9, 10, you start to realize that, wait, we're doing things way different here.
I've always enjoyed hearing Cuban talk about that.
Yeah.
Like, he'll flat out acknowledge, like, yeah, it's tough, man. Like, they know what's going on here. And
you
try
them
to give
a used
them...
car.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Or sit in the 300s.
Like, yes.
Or literally do anything.
Anything. You try to teach them a lesson on anything, and it's like, we do everything we want. We eat anything we want. We travel wherever we want to go on a dime. Just let's go. You ready to go? Let's go. Life is not the same, and you realize that as a kid at an early age. And I think it would be really difficult to keep it straight if you're 18, 19, 20 years old, knowing what's coming to you. That's why I think if you are one of those guys, you do have to cut them off at, let's say, after college at 22 and be like, go do something. At 40, we'll reconvene about your trust fund or whatever, but in the meantime...
Dude, that sounds great in theory, and maybe you're a little more of a stalwart than I am, but if a kid has been raised coddled and you cut them off...
There's no way they can handle it.
Real good chance you're going to be burying them
in
the next 10 years.
Yeah, and also if you have the means to take care of your kid, instinctively you're going to want to do that. A lot of parents, they let their kids fall out of the nest without any lifeline because they don't have any other choice. But if you're sitting on billions of dollars, it's got to be really difficult to watch your kid go off to college in an 83 Civic.
Yeah.
You're just not going to let that happen because you know it's not safe. But if you don't have the funds to give them a newer car that might be safer, then that's your only choice.
By the way,
I think it'd be impossible to raise a normal kid being a billionaire parent.
Yeah, I totally agree. The only reason we did this segment is because Mike Soroy has dreams of being a supervillain.
Dude. But I have $19,000. That's counting everything.
You'd be a great one, though,
Mike.
That's
your net worth is $19K?
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's pretty awesome.
By the way, we have 13 billionaires in DFW.
What? That's got to be the hot spot. But I don't know.
Like, you have a list of names?
Yeah, we got Jerry Jones. We got Dallas banker and real estate investor Andy Beal.
He's the one who put the unsolvable math problem online, and I think he'll pay you $1 million if you can figure it out.
Andy Beal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
We got the Bass family. I think there's like three in the Bass family. Sid and Robert.
Sean.
Cuban. Yeah, me. We got Ray Lee Hunt.
Oh, the Hunts.
Ray Liotta,
too. Forgot about the Hunts.
Robert Rowling.
Not.
Omni. Kelsey Warren. Of the park.
Yep.
And Trevor Reese Jones.
New York has 92.
Wow.
Hong Kong has 71. Moscow has 70.
Wow.
No way.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.